Today, the Supreme Court considers just how to apply the separation of church and state. In respect for that separation, many federal rules do not apply to churches or to their ministers. But what if you're a lay person, not a minister, while working at an institution affiliated with a church? The specific case concerns lay teachers at parochial schools. The ruling could affect millions of other employees in similar circumstances. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
The lower courts have long considered ministers exempt from the nation's employment laws, anti-discrimination and labor laws, for instance. But how do we define who's a minister and who's not? In 2012, the Supreme Court sought to answer that question, agreeing unanimously that a fourth-grade teacher who was ordained as a minister could not sue over her firing by a Lutheran school. Chief Justice John Roberts spoke for the court. He noted that the teacher who brought the case was not a lay teacher, but a religiously trained, commissioned minister of the church.
Requiring a church to accept or retain an unwanted minister, or punishing a church for failing to do so, intrudes upon more than a mere employment decision. Such action interferes with the internal governance of the church, depriving the church of control over the selection of those who will personify its beliefs.
Today's case, however, involves two fifth-grade lay teachers at Catholic parochial schools in California. Agnes Morrissey Baru claimed her contract was not renewed after 16-year service because of illegal age discrimination. The second suit was brought by Kristen Beal against St. James School in Torrance, California. She claimed she was fired after she told her superior, Sister Mary Margaret Kuiper, that she had been diagnosed with breast cancer. Her husband, Daryl, remembers the day vividly.
She first pulled up in the driveway. She was bawling hysterically. She was so hurt that they could be doing this to her.
Kristen Beal would return to teaching elsewhere, but in June 2019, she died.
I promised her that I would see this through.
Today, Stanford Law Professor Jeff Fisher, representing the teachers, will tell the justices that these teachers were hired to teach academic subjects, though they did teach religion from a workbook about 3 hours a week.
And just as teaching science out of a fifth grade workbook doesn't make people scientists, teaching religion for about 40 minutes a day out of a workbook doesn't make them ministers.
Eric Resbach of the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty disagrees.
These teachers taught the Catholic faith to these kids much more than the parish priest.
Fisher counters that being a leader of the faith isn't something you measure with a stopwatch. And he adds,
these teachers did not even have to be Catholic to have these jobs.
At the heart of this dispute is the First Amendment ban on government establishment of religion and the separation of church and state. Again, the Beckett Fund's Rosbach.
You don't want the government deciding who teaches religion. We don't do that in this country. That's why we have an establishment clause.
But Fisher notes that the schools in these cases do not claim any religious reason for firing the teachers.
They have never asserted that either of them fell short in any religious duty or other adherence to the faith.
The question, he maintains, is whether millions of employees can be automatically exempted from laws enacted by Congress to protect workers. And not just anti-discrimination laws, but laws that protect individuals from retaliation when they report misbehavior to authorities, and laws imposing wage and hour regulations. Rosbach, for his part, will tell the Supreme Court that not everyone who works at a religious school or institution is exempt from these laws.
Far from it. It's just that you have to look and see what kind of functions are they doing.
But Fisher counters that function can't be the only criterion because many religious employers sincerely believe that all of their employees perform important ministerial functions, from nurses who care for the sick to summer camp counselors for troubled teenagers. Were employees like this to be covered by the ministerial exception, he says, the results would be dire.
Millions of people across the country who never thought or understood themselves to be leaders of the faith are now magically leaders of the faith who have no employment law protections.
There is another and rather rich twist to one of the cases before the court today. It turns out that at the time Kristen Beal disclosed she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer, Sister Mary Margaret Kuiper, the school principal who fired her, was embezzling large amounts of money to finance her gambling sprees to Las Vegas. That's unlikely to come up at the Supreme Court today, but it certainly is on Daryl Beal's mind. He'd planned to be in Washington for today's argument.
I wanted to see them. I wanted them to see me.
Instead, like the rest of us, he'll be listening. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.